Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, October the 5th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny. We are super excited this evening about our guest. Tonight, we have sharing with us Miss Christina May, who will be sharing her journey about how she is living her dream. If you would like to call in and give a shout-out to Chris, we will do our best to get you in. That number is 347-237-4518. That's 347-237-4518. To receive this broadcast as a podcast, simply go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. Also, follow us on Twitter at LYSE101. That's LYSE101. If you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business, you can send a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net, or via my Facebook page, facebook.com/A Date with Destiny 101. Christina May, and I'm so excited to have her on my show this evening. Christina May is a very special young lady. She is an artist and educator who uses her own unique acting coaching methods as a medium to inspire and motivate others. Her approach is zany, full of energy, and 100% authentic. She customizes exercises for each individual or group she works with, helping them to unlock the potential that already lies inside. She is also the founder and president of Image of the World LLC, which was established in 2008. She developed her own company to serve as an acting coach for many aspiring artists and to create and showcase her original artistic works as an actor. A graduate of the University of the Arts in 2005, you can currently catch her coaching, creating, and inspiring artists of all mediums. So now we would like to welcome Miss Christina May to the show. Hello, Miss Christina May.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. That was so overwhelming to hear. I was like, yeah.
Yes,
I'm good.
Yes. Well, we would like to welcome you, and we would like
thank you for
joining us on A Date with Destiny this evening. And
well, I
just
feel
taking
like my
time out of
amazing.
Well, your destiny is amazing. Your destiny is amazing. And I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us this evening, Miss Christina.
Well, it is my utmost pleasure. I feel very just filled with so much joy, and I'm so happy that I have a date with destiny with you at this moment.
Well, you know what, and we're going to make that thing happen right now.
Exactly.
Chris, I always pray and meditate about what topics to discuss, and one of my favorite things to talk about is dreams and how they manifest. Being a dream coach, I hear stories from people all over the world about their desires and dreams and how they were able to see their dream realized. I recently had a conversation with a woman who has a dream, a deep desire to become a business owner, and she shared with me how she was having a hard time making that dream a reality. And I hear this quite often, and decided it was time to do another segment with someone who is actually living the dream, and in doing so, hopefully your story will hopefully trigger something in someone else that will help them on their dream journey. And it just so happens that you and I had a conversation about this very thing, so this episode literally fell in my lap. And I can't think of a better person to have on this show to discuss this and to share in their journey about how it manifested. So I would like to start off by asking first and foremost, what made you choose this particular field, and how long have you had the desire for the arts?
I think I was born into it, honestly. I've always been very artistic, and there are types of people in the world, and a lot of people are artists by nature, and I always was very expressive. I'm very playful, very loving, and I think my parents were very encouraging of me going into the arts. So it's interesting that you talk about dreams. It kind of was like a dream was put on me, you know, like, oh, you have gifts in this, and you can do this good. This is going to be your journey of life. So I've always been fascinated with acting and the film and entertainment industry, just wanting to be a part of it, idolizing that whole system and how it works, and really wanting to be there. So I went to, you know, I was doing theater, making up my own shows by myself. I went to school. I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, Baltimore. And I went to a performing arts middle school, and then I went to a performing arts high school. And I actually, interesting enough, was kind of bullied in middle school. And then I started to do theater, and I kind of built up this identity, and I just realized that I had a gift. My dad was a pastor, and an amazing pastor and orator, and very expressive, and my mom's like a teacher, so it's kind of like, you know, I just think I was just born into it, and I was meant to be an artist, went to school for it, went to college for it, then tried to do the path that everybody went on, long story short, and it didn't work out for me, so I had to die to that dream to get to where I am today.
And you know what? That's pretty amazing. And since you brought up your pastor, your father, who happened to be my pastor, the late Marvis P. May Sr.
Yep.
I just wanted to, you know, mention him because he had a big impact on a whole lot of people's lives, including my own. So I definitely wanted to give him a shout out because I believe that he also inspired this show today, to believe it or if you believe it or not. I had a dream about him a couple of days ago. It was really kind of weird, and I didn't have a chance to share that with you, but I said, okay, so you're giving us your blessing. So, yeah, I feel like his spirit is present, you know, with us.
Absolutely. During it's so this interesting show. Because he is like, he was very much, he was all about it. You know, like a lot of artists. And if you are, if an artist is listening, or everybody that knows someone that is artistic, you know, a lot of times it's weird because we go against the normal grain of society. Like we're not, we don't really fit into, oh, I'm just going to be one thing. I'm going to go to school for that. We don't fit in the system that's normal. So it was really, really wonderful to have my dad be so inspirational and so supportive in what I was doing. And you know, he really equipped me, you know, equipped me with the tools that make me who I am today. And I feel very, very blessed and honored. And I'm always very moved when someone has my name to something or says, Christina May is doing this, or it really inside I get very, I'm very grateful because, you know, my dad used to always tell me, your name is more valuable than gold. And I used to look at him and be like, well, you want to be wealthy. But what I understand is your name and who you are and how you are to people and how you lead people, that's something that's really, really important. So, and it's a part of what it is to be an artist, because if you don't know who you are and why you are, then you really are trying to figure out what you're trying to do. So it's such a blessing just to carry, just to be named May, and to live his legacy, and to act out in this, continue to act out while I have time, everything that I'm meant to do for humanity.
Yes, and you know, you've been doing this for ever since you can like really remember. I guess it started in middle school when you really just, you know, you felt like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Yes, and I want it to be, because what happened was, you know, we see skills in something. So I saw skill in acting. So I was like, okay, you're going to be so what was given to me was, I'm going to be an actor, and I'm going to go to Hollywood, I'm going to be famous, and I'm going to be in movies. And, you know, because that's what I saw. And honestly, every time I went after that dream, it would not materialize at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like, it was weird because I always knew that I was meant to do something great. I always knew that there was something about me, and I could tell the story to my mom when I was about, I think she said it was what, it's still in the stroller, and this lady came up to her and said, you can't make her do anything. She's here for a purpose, and she's meant to do something great. And, it's always been following me, this greatness and this thing when you wake up in the middle of the night. And if you guys don't know, you're amazing and awesome. And I love you, Lisa, because, you know, you've been such a gift and a instrumental. Because, you know, I heard this on one of your shows that I was listening to earlier. You know, you never can carry the weight of your dream without people coming alongside of you to help you nurture it and to help you bring it to fruition. So it's such a blessing and so, so wonderful, because you've been such a beautiful, strong tree for me. And I mean, like an angel of love to just really just say, you know, and just to not, and this is the thing about dreams, you can have a dream, but your own, you could become somebody else's dream. And I think that's what was, I used to hit these walls, and people used to say it's bigger than what you could see, and that used to frustrate me a lot because I could only see what I wanted. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be that, and people used to say it's more than that. And, I mean, I got myself really sick and really down because you feel like you're not achieving it and, you know, other people are doing this, and where do you fit in the whole gamut of this dream thing, and how come it's not materializing? And, you know, losing my father really was pivotal for me because it made me have to grow up and mature and figure out who I was as a person first before I was an artist. And that's why I say, that's why I like to brand myself. I'm a lover because I made with love, and I, everything I do is from love, and I'm fascinated with being love, being the image of divine love for humanity and how I am. And I'm an artist and I'm an educator. So it's like, it made me figure out, because what happens is, especially if you're an artist and you're a great singer, you're a great painter, or you're a photographer, you're an actor, or whatever you do, choreographer, your identity becomes what you can do. And it's a split that happens where who you are is not developed. So I really had to go on a journey to figure out who is Christina May if I wasn't acting and I'm not doing shows and I'm not, who am I? And that took me on a journey. And when I think when I was about, I think 27 or something, or maybe 26, I was really struggling. And I had a lot of people's voices in my ear. I had a lot of people manipulating me and saying, you need to do this, or you need to do this, or you don't want to miss. And it literally made me sick. Because I was thinking I was missing something, and I was waking up every day so anxious, so freaking, like, tripping out, like, not having any peace, literally physically sick. And then a really, really dear fam, she's, like, part of my family, Cheryl, she had said to me, shout out, Cheryl, I love you. She said to me,
hey, Cheryl.
It really set me free because she said to me, there is a dream in God's heart for you that you have to search God to find. And in searching God to find it, it's a dream that's meant for you. And that and that blew my mind. I was like, because I'm thinking that it's through a person. Like, I have to go through somebody, and they're going to tell me the dream. Not for nothing, you can go through people, and people can be reflections. But sometimes if we don't know who we are first, then it's like our dreams,
that's right.
Other people can color our own canvas. And I'm the master painter of my canvas. My life is my own canvas. And it is my paintbrush to paint what I'm into. And so I started to go on a journey, and I started to be like, okay, great. What is this dream then? What am I meant to do? And all of a sudden, it didn't become one thing. It became more than one thing. And I kind of liberated myself into thinking, I'm an artist. So not only am I a very skilled and trained and amazing actress, I can also write and I can also sing and I can also, I love fashion and I love art. So, and then I also decided that I could teach, and I found my niche in teaching as well. That was really, really good. Like I would go to Los Angeles and my friends would have auditions and I would say, do this, and they would get the job. And that started being something. Then I was working with this performing arts company and I started to teach. And then I was like, wow, I'm really empowered by teaching. So it's kind of like it opened me up. And now I'm building this brand and this life and everything. It's kind of like when I turned 30, everything became clear to me. Like, this is the path, walk in it. And it's kind of like I'm now at the point, and we talked about this, where I'm living my life like my dreams are already fully manifested. That makes sense.
Yes. Well, it makes sense to me. But you might want to break that down a little bit more for those who may not, you know, may not quite be there yet. So you know, explain what you mean by that.
Okay, so I'm a firm believer that everybody is born with a mission, you know, a mission to serve humanity. And meaning by that is, if you're listening to the show, A Date with Destiny, you're obviously one of those people that are aware, because you have people that are just satisfied with just being regular and, you know, they're going to live their lives, no shame to them. That's what they're going to do. And then you have some people that there's this thing inside of them that literally is like, I'm meant to do something more. I'm meant to do something. I don't know what that is. That is people who are meant to be, you know, paradigm shakers in society, or people that are meant to make impact on massive amounts of people. So what happens is you really have to trust that you are already meant to do a great thing. And and I could simply say it is this. One day I was praying and I was meditating, and I think I shared this with you, Mom. I had this dream that I was standing before this great light, and it was full of love and light and energy. And I was standing before it, and I was looking at this life. And this life was this amazing life. It was so phenomenal. It was so beautiful. And it was so magnificent. It was like, whoa. And I was doing all these awesome things. And what happened is I couldn't believe it. And then it was like this being was saying to me, this is the life that was meant for you. And then showed me this far lesser picture. This is the life that you chose for yourself. And I was like, whoa. And I woke up from that moment like, I don't care if I zigzag. I don't care if I go off. I want to live that life, because I do believe that we are divine beings, spiritual beings living a human experience. So whatever I was meant to do, however my ancestors before me, the legacy I have already, I am meant to do something great. And how can I, it's all in what you love to do. If you love to cook, or even if you're not an artist and you're like, I love working in my cubicle. I love, you know, computer science. I love engineering. If whatever it is that you're meant to do, it's like my life right now is insane, and it is an adventure, and it is not. I am every day preparing myself and growing to take over the world in the way that I can. Because we're all responsible for our own destiny. We're all responsible. We have to forgive ourselves for the way, because we're always evolving. We're always moving.
Yes.
So manifesting, that means like you're at one with what you're meant to do. And that takes time. And you have to give yourself grace for the time that you're in. Because I was in a discovery period for a long time. And thankfully, you know, people like you, people in my life who were very encouraging, because there are people in your life that allow you to be and won't try to control you or manipulate you into what they want their dream for you to be. And that was the hardest thing to do, because I'm a people pleaser, and I don't want to let anybody down. And, you know, and it was hard for me to say, I can't live your dream for me. I can't live your idea for me. I can't do that. I have to figure this out on my own. And sometimes that means that some people are in a hole and they're like in the shadows and they're by themselves. But you're not alone. You really are just kind of like figuring out who you are, and that takes time. And once you're in discovery mode, and once you figure out who you are, then you kind of have to go into the mode where you continue to walk it out and continue to do the same thing every day and perfect it until it's time for you to be released in the masses, and then you know who you are. Because one day I was meditating as well, and it was like God said, stop asking me for fame and money and start asking me for power, favor, and influence. And it really blew my mind. Because I was like, whoa, you know, we get caught up in the tangible. We get caught up in what we don't have monetary-wise. Mm-hmm. But if we are, if we are living our destiny, right, if we are living our dream, then that will come. And I'm telling you, like, who I am today and how people are drawn to my light, it's because I figured out who I was. And I took that time. And it doesn't matter if it takes you 5 years. It doesn't matter if it takes you 10 years. It doesn't matter for some people who are going to get it. It's going to take people 2 seconds. So I think if we stop looking at other people and start focusing on how can I, what am I meant to do? How can, and some people may call it selfish, but it's not selfish. I have to be selfish in order for me to figure out how am I, and I know that I'm, you know, and I only can speak with clarity and confidence because of the times that I've fallen short, because of my great losses. Because of the struggle, I saw this really beautiful video of this, like, really beautiful, like, it was this hot piece of lava, and it was like this person was pulling it, right? It was pulling it into this beautiful art piece, and I was so moved by it because I was like, man, that hurts. It hurts when you fall to the ground. It hurts when you're painful. It hurts when stuff gets shut down. It hurts when you, like, believe you're going to go one way and it gets pulled up from under you. And it's like your life, you're being pulled into this beautiful thing that is meant to radiate the love and the brightness of God. And it's kind of like it's a journey. But I'm excited now because, you know, I can dream again now. You know, I can start to visualize how exciting, because I know that the dream I'm dreaming is my dream. And it gives you confidence. And I can be encouraging to other people because I'm not jealous of anybody, because what's meant for them will be for them. I don't need to be all caught up in what they have or how come they have this, because everything comes with a cost. And, you know, we may and we may look at people and want what they have, you know what I mean? But you don't know the sacrifices it made. And I'm like, what can I be the first of? Like, I don't want to be the next. I want to be the first in something. I want to make an influential change. And that's why, like, this acting coaching thing is pretty dope to me. And I could put it out there in the streets because, you know, I'm really solid, and this is what I'm meant to do. Like, I'm not afraid to share my game plan. You know what I mean?
Right, because you have so much to share. You have so much to give. And you're very confident. But see, here's the thing. I mean, everything you just said is very profound. I mean, everything. And there's not one thing that you haven't said that I haven't said somewhere along the line in this broadcast. But one of the things that I want to touch on that's so, so very important, Chris, is that in order for you to, for anything to manifest in your life, as far as your destiny or your dream is concerned, the most important thing that you said was learning who you are. Yeah. Learning who you are, because if you don't do that, then yes, you are being pulled. Anybody can come and pull you here, pull you there, tell you this and tell you that. And that's why a lot of people are suffering today, because they do not know who they are.
Absolutely.
So and then you said your discovery, you were in discovery mode. Well, I call that the wilderness experience.
Exactly.
We all have
them. Pulled out. Yep.
Yeah, we all have them. And then all of a sudden you do get your aha moment. And for you, so when was that aha moment for you? Because you did state it earlier, but share that again, because that's so important.
I think it came to me I have to say, I was, I think it's the floodgates happened. I think when my dad passed away, because you have to understand, you know, and my dad is like such an amazing person, and everything he was, like, I'm like the female version of him with my own spin on it. You know what I mean? I think I think him, you know, transitioning made me be like it, because he was such a rock to me and my family. You know what I mean? And that was one of the most hard trivial times. That whole period was like the worst. And that's okay, mm-hmm. because, you know, I learned a lot of lessons and I lost a lot. And, you know, hopefully, and I'm looking forward in the future to regaining it one day, you know, soon. It forced me to figure out who I was, because, you know, my God, quote unquote, little G, was my dad. And every, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was like the ghost person. And when that when that idol is knocked down, or for whatever reason, and you know, I don't think I would be where I am today, as much as I love my dad and miss my dad. I don't think I would be the Christina that you see today if he was still alive. I don't think so. And I know that's kind of like crazy to say, and it might sound really shady and harsh. But some people that matter, they have to die for you to live. I think in him dying, it made me live, and like everything I do, everything that I hold to, is because he instilled it in me. The stuff he used to say to me randomly makes sense to me now. And also, that was a pivotal moment, going through that process with all of the craziness of that, and then as well. You know, what my homie Cheryl was like, there's a dream in God's heart for you that you have to search God to find. Like, that blew my mind, because I always thought it was a person. I thought it was in my system. And I say this very, hear me out when I say this, because I want to be very clear, and I don't want people to get offended by what I'm about to say, because, you know, I'm not negating what you get in your churches or in your places of worship. But what happens is sometimes when we listen to our places of worship, we don't go on our own journey with that. So at the time, there was many people who were like telling me this is their dream and using the name of God for me, and it was really driving me crazy. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to miss something, because if I don't get it through this person who has this relationship with God that I don't have, I'm going to miss it. And then, like, that's when Cheryl had said to me, there's a dream in God's heart for you that you have to search God to find. It really made me go on a journey to figure out, okay, who is God and who is God for me? And if there is this dream, what is this dream? And how can I align myself to this dream? Because that's where my happiness lies. And that took a minute. And I had to die to the ways of thinking, and I had to die to expectations. I had to die to this dream that had been programmed in my mind for literally from the time I was born to the time I was 25, you know, and I had to break from that. And that's what happens. You start to, and you know, there starts to be a separation. It doesn't have to be, I have nothing but love for people who did their part to make me grow. You know what I mean? There's no shade in my heart for them, because it all made me who I am. And there's some people that are stuck. There's some people that are listening that are stuck in, oh, my God, why did this happen to me? Oh, my God, this was unfair. But what you have to do is forgive yourself for allowing it, or for why it happened, and forgive the person and free your heart. Because there's a lot of mistakes I made because of immaturity, because I didn't know that I can't take back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I can't, but I can only grow and be better. And that to me is like, it makes sense to me. And now when I go visit someone, or maybe I'll go, you know, sit with someone, they will only reflect what I already know about myself inside. And so, you know, a lot of times we really are in search of, and I will say, and I want to put this out there in the streets, that's why you should listen to A Date with Destiny, because I completely 100% co-sign on you, Lisa Saunders, because you're not about putting people out there and manipulating people. You're about making sure that they can be who they want to be, because that's what makes you happy, and that's what makes me happy as a coach. I love taking an artist and helping them see themselves. Being a narrative.
Right.
Even if you're not an artist, I work with everyday people.
Yeah.
I work with people who work 9-to-5 jobs, and they need acting tools so that they can figure out how to speak better. Or or acting for inner city children who need an outlet, or for people who've lost people. Like acting, I just use the method of acting. And, you know, I'm developing my whole holistic approach to acting that really is safe, because I really feel like artists that are, you know, I really feel called to the 2%ers, to the elite of the world who are everywhere, that they are, you know, every day you hear a singer that dies or a person that dies, and it breaks my heart. And it's like, you know, I want to be like a personal chef for them, where I come in on set with them. I have to give them holistic tools that they can safely do the roles that they need to do. And then we can go back and do it in honesty and discreetness and integrity, you know, and help them and prep them, have safe ways, because there's a lot of murky things in these systems. And I'm not against the system. Let me put that out there. I love the system of the world. I love the way it's set up. I just want to be a light in the system and help those that need it. And I know that whoever I'm meant to touch, they're already in my path or coming across my path, because it's already designed to do so. And that confidence comes over time. So those may be listening, be like, oh, she really knows what she's talking about. That's because I'm living it every day. And if you're living this life, and I know that you can co-sign on this, Mom, if you're living a life of adventure and of your destiny, there is no way that you can be bored at all.
Amen.
You cannot have boredom in your life, because it's too exciting. Like, I can't even begin to share the insanity of my life. Like, to me, it's like, personally, like, artistically, it's effing insane. And it's not that everything's honky-dory. I'm a human being. I don't have all the answers. I just am sharing what makes me tick, in hopes that it'll light that fire inside of whoever is listening today, tomorrow, in the future. And, you know, that makes them say, I can do this, or even a mirror. And that's why I co-sign on Date with Destiny and everything from what you do, because that's what you do for me. Like, you know, you're there for me all the time. I'll be calling you with the shenanigans, and you'd be like, well, let's break this down now. Not for nothing. Y'all need to get some private sessions. I'm fortunate enough to have her as my godmom and my angel, you know, over here. So, you know, I get that VIP. But if you're listening and you want them private sessions, hit her up. She's official. Every time I get on the phone with you, my whole being is like, okay, let's restructure our situations and get it popping.
And get it moving, because you can do this. You've got this.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, everything you said, again, is just really touching, touching home. And I'm quite sure it's touching home for a lot of people who are listening in as well, because, again, people sometimes think that success happens overnight.
Right.
And you may get a little lucky, you know, one out of like maybe a million might hit that, you know, that, oh, wow, look what happened to me. But it doesn't happen all the time. And it takes time. It takes time. But, okay, so I'm not going to say this. You tell me, for you, okay, you've already shared, like, you know, the passion. You shared your aha moment. So what advice would you give to a young artist or anyone who is pursuing their career or let's take acting. What advice would you give them to someone who is just starting out?
Well, first of all, you know, depending where you are, you got to figure out what you want and what type of artist you want to be. And I say artist because, you know, to me and acting, you know, that's my specialty. So when it comes to acting and acting coaching, I'm like a scientist when it comes to that. So, like, I feel like you have to figure out what type of artist you want. Like, for me personally, I've grown to know that I love theater. Like, I love the stage. I love theater. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, I do poetry. I love the idea of being responsible for telling a story. I'm personally, unless I'm being interviewed or interviewing somebody else, I'm not the medium of acting as far as film and television for me. It's cute, but it doesn't really excite me as much as theater. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm closed off to, or open to that, but that's good to know for myself.
Of course.
Like, I find that for me. So it's kind of like, what do you want to do? And I always say to people, hey, do you want to be a film and television actor? And if so, do you want to do commercials, or do you, you know, or do you want to be famous? or, you know, like, what do you want to do? And if so, the first things first is, the first thing on the journey, if you're an artist, you got to get to know what type of artist you are. And that's the most essential part. Who am I? You know what I mean? Like, who am I as an artist? Am I, what is my aesthetic? What do I want to use my art to do? That's first and foremost. And stuff like that is like, that's the type of stuff that I want to do, where I do work with artists to be like a mirror for them, as to like, okay, then if you love doing something, you definitely should go to school for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to go to school for it, then just get yourself in your local community theater or whatever. You know who's a great example of it? And I love her a lot. Mm-hmm. Bresha Webb. She's awesome. We grew up together.
Oh,
she's like my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, like, right now, currently, you should listen to our show. Our show is coming up. I think it's called Truth Be Told on October 16th, right? And you have to understand that we've known each other our whole life, and I've seen her in her evolution of her journey to get to this point. It's like all of a sudden everybody's going to know who she is, but she has gone through so much to get to this point. And like the illusion that is presented for us in the media is that it happens overnight, and all of a sudden out of nowhere you're everywhere. But but by the time you see me everywhere, I want to be like, y'all late. I've been like this. It's just
there you go.
The time
there you go.
It's taken for, you know, your light to shine. I mean, it says it in the Bible. You know, if you follow the teachings of Christ, you know, Christ was like turning water into wine at the wedding, and he didn't really want to go because he was telling his mom, like, yo, it's not my time yet. So why are you trying to make me do miracles? But he gave the good one. Everybody was turned up in a good way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's
kind of
got to know what you want to accomplish. And it's okay if you don't know. And I think we live in a world where not knowing is kind of like frowned upon, you know, and being like, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm really figuring it out. I'm on a journey. I'm discovering. Like, that's kind of like, ew, you don't know, because people be pretending they know. They act like they know. They put a front like they know. But they don't know.
Yeah.
And I wish that we would be real enough to be like, you know what, I don't know right now. I don't know what my next move is. Because if you're asking to be a light of an artist, you're asking to be inconsistent. But the freedom is you can control your own thing. And I think you taught me this a long time ago, like, what it is to be your own boss. Like, right now, I'm a brand in the making, and I am just going to live my brand and be my brand. And once the corporations figure out, oh, my God, she's an amazing energy, we need to capitalize on that. I already have my stuff together. That way I can get a part of it, and I'm not just a pawn, if that makes sense.
There you go. Bam. Girl, woo! You have set a mouthful right there. That is so awesome. Yeah. So, you know, and it's, you know, I know that I said I was going to keep you a short time, and your time is almost up. But before I let you go, let me ask you this one last question.
We could do this for 10 more minutes. We're chilling. We're in the pocket.
10 more minutes.
You let me know what's
good,
and I'll be like, deuces. This is where you can find me in the streets. Holler at your girl. I'll be taking over one soul at a time. Holler at me.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. What steps do you take, Miss Christina May, to maintain your fire and your drive?
First of all, I am very, 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 very blessed to have people in my life who are ride or die for me. And when I say for me, it means they ride or die for me to be what I'm meant to be, not what they want me to be. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, you're one of those people, you know that, and everybody else who knows who they are, I love you all very much, and you guys are my fam. And they keep me on point. They don't allow me to not be what I need to be. They allow me to fall, and they love me for that, and evolve and just be who I am. That's the one thing. And also just me every day waking up, trying to balance it, being attuned with love, with divine love that's in and through everything. That's my meter. And when I know that when I'm not at peace, I'm out of sync. And I know that I'm, you know, there are a lot of things, and embracing the things about me that I still have to work on. You know, I don't want to be someone that, I don't want people to idolize me. I want people to be inspired by me, so they can live their dream and live who they want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I was put on this earth, you know, for the time that I have, for a mission. And I think that's what drives me, and it excites me because I feel like I'm closer and closer. So right now I'm in preparing mode, because what I want is, when I'm at that level of influence, because this is the thing, if you don't prepare for your greatness, it will overtake you, point blank, period.
Mm.
If you don't dream, if you don't prepare for it, I don't want to be one of those people that I'm like, I didn't know this could happen. I know that anything God does in my life and love does in my life, it's going to be beyond what I could ever ask, think, or imagine. I want that, and I want to be prepared for it, so I know. You know what I mean?
Mm,
so right now, I'm teaching all the time because I'm refining my method. So then if I, let's say I have an opportunity, somebody's like, what's your opportunity? I'm not overstepping. I'm built for this. Because guess what? There's an entity, there's a hole in the film and entertainment industry that I'm meant to fill, and I'm going to fill it. So I don't trip out on time. So I know the who is me. I know the what. I don't worry about the when, and I don't worry about time. I just exist. And every day I love and I live as if I'm already there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And so that that over trumps even, because let me tell you something, sometimes I'm balling out and sometimes I'm not. That's the life of an artist. Sometimes you got them checks on checks on checks, and sometimes you like, all right, we don't got no checks. And you know, that's what Paul says when it says, I'm happy in all things, because, you know, I'm growing and I'm building and I'm learning. And I am living my life as if I'm already there, because I know once I'm there, there's another point. But that marker is the only thing I can see right now. And so I know the people that are going to be people in my life that are going to be coming along to help me get to that point, they're going to be people that are already assigned to hurt me and betray me so I can grow. You know what I mean? I have to be open to that. And that's what keeps me going.
Right.
I'm excited. I have so many things to look forward to. There's so many adventures that have yet to be manifested that are at a point in time that I'm excited about. And, you know, maybe I'll come in next time and talk about them dreams fulfilled.
Well, you know what? It's so awesome, because I was going to ask you, which was going to be the very, very last question, as far as, you know, what do you bring to the table that makes your methods unique as opposed to some other acting coach or whatever? Because to me personally, and I'm not trying to be biased, but you are the best acting coach on the planet, not in the
planet. You got to think about that. I can't worry about this thing. I don't. Because, see, what I'm meant to do is what I'm meant to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think about other people's methods, because
right.
I don't. I just perfect my own. And it's almost like when if you think about an Olympian, they can't worry about the other people that are running. They have to worry about what they're meant to do and their goal.
So
I can't worry about who's in lane 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I am my lane. I see my goal. I am training. I am equipping myself, and I'm already making influence in people's lives. I'm already living it today. It's just
you
got to continue and maintain, and then more people know. So my influence is growing, and even having the opportunity to be on the show, and whoever listens to it, hey, you can find me on Facebook, Christina May.
ChristinaMay1111@yahoo.com.
Catch me now on the low before I explode, so you can get them deals. Because once the influence grows, it's going to be another level. You know what I mean? But like, I mean that in the best way possible. But there's a fine line, and I mean that in confidence and humility at the same time. Like, I realize that I've been given, and I've learned to be fierce at it, because if I'm not fierce over what I need to offer, somebody else it's we live in a time where mediocrity is the norm. So if people who are excellent, and normally people who are extraordinary, who are excellent, we're afraid. And I used to be so afraid of my own power. You used to tell me that all the time. Don't be afraid if you aren't, but you are afraid, because you're like, oh my God, I'm scared of my greatness. I'm scared of my light.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the love that's in me. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid. And man, I had to yield to that thing. And you know, I always want to be a people person. I always want a people person of love. And I just want to use my influence to be able to create art and to and to give back to, you know, art communities that need it. And I'm just now seeing the dawn of this adventurous life that I'm living and will continue living. And you know, I'm one of those type of people that once I'm doing my mission, I'm out of here. Deuces, like I'm on a specific track here. I'm gonna do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Job well done. I'm going to the next world.
There you go.
I'm enjoying it, and I'm excited. I'm excited about being everywhere. I'm excited about that responsibility and what it means to be a first in something. So I'm trying to prepare myself so when it does happen, I can be like, this is exactly what is meant for me. Because if you focus on what you're meant to do, you don't have to worry about anybody else but yourself. If you're focusing on what everybody else has, you get sideswiped it. And the system that's set up, it's an illusion, and it's meant for you to beat it, but you have to find your own matrix way through it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it also brings us to closing out. But when you were talking, I remembered something your dad would always say. He implemented the five P's. Remember the five P's?
Proper planning.
Prevents poor performance.
Holler.
Woo! You need to go ahead and get that trademark right there.
You know what I mean? Hashtag on that.
So
join the Love Heart movement.
The Love Heart. Well, you know what? One more time, Christina, tell people how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in some coaching, or just, you know, they want to chat you up.
Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook, Christina May. That's Christina, Christina May. Just look me up. I'm friends with you. I'm friends with Date with Destiny. So if you're a friend of Date with Destiny or you're a friend with, you know, Lisa, then you can hit her up. And also you can email me, ChristinaMay1111@yahoo.com. Just feel free to shoot me an email. And, you know, I'm all about helping people. So even if I can't help you, I can get you in the direction of somebody who can. But you guys listen to the show. You guys are special people. And only, you know, and continue the resources that are available to Date with Destiny and the guests that she brings through here, all sorts. Check out the blogs. Check out the older episodes. If you guys are in the Philadelphia area, I am actually doing a show November 17th at the Painted Bride Arts Center in Philadelphia, PA. That's a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a secret show, me and some of my very talented friends. It's going to be an awesome, amazing time. And, I'm also doing a show in December. I'm, like, always doing, like, 60 different things. So you find me in the
Now, how can they, is there a schedule online that they can look at to find out when you're performing?
Painted Bride Art Center, it's secret show. It's picture with a question mark. I'm like a word of mouth type person, so I need to get up on my social media skills and games. But yeah, if you find me, if you email me, I'll let you know where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'll let you know what I'm doing next. And I'm very at this point attainable and touchable until I get to a point where there's a team of people that do that for me. But as of now, you can reach me in the masses.
Awesome. Well, Christina, thank you so much. You know, I just love you to the moon and back.
I love you too.
And
thank you
so much for coming on this show. You've blessed not only me, but you bless me all the time. But now you bless my listening audience. So thank
Yay.
You so much, Christina.
Absolutely.
And we're
going to
have you back on again. This is my, huh?
I said, I'm just telling them to keep tuning in. You know, get them blogs, get that podcast. Listen one more time or two more times. You can go ahead and listen through. It's popping. And if you want to see me you can find me in the streets. I'll be around. Come holler at me.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have
you
back.
I love you so much. I love you so
and
much,
And I love
Mama.
You, too.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're so welcome, baby girl. All right, thank you again, and I'm just getting ready to go down to the portion of the show where I will leave you with this, so you can hang in there if you'd like, or you can go ahead and hang up, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Keep love alive. Be love in the earth.
All right, baby girl. Bye-bye. then we're down to the portion of the show where I'd like to leave you with this, and I just want to thank Christina again so much. She's such a special being. She's just such a full of light and love.
And I would like to share an excerpt actually from my book, A Date with Destiny, The Pouring Out of Wisdom for Humanity to Drink. And I will be reading from the chapter, God Specializes in Dreams. No dream is too big. Anything your mind can conjure up can be achieved. Gail Devers says, keep your dream alive. Understand to achieve anything requires faith and belief in yourself, your vision, hard work, determination, and dedication. Remember, all things are possible for those who believe. Some of our most wonderful attractions have come from dreams. If you can dream it, you can do it. Always remember that this whole thing was started with a dream and a mouse. The man who created the biggest amusement park in the world, Walt Disney, stated that. Can you imagine a world without Disney in it? I cannot. Every person is born with a dream for his or her life. Every one of us, sometime in our lifetime, has had or still has a dream. You may have forgotten your dream, as life sometimes has a habit of getting in the way, and we no longer have the time or luxury of doing something so frivolous as dreaming. You may not be able to describe your dream and no longer even believe in it, but it's there. Bruce Wilkerson, the author of The Dream Giver, calls this universal and powerful longing a big dream. He states that, like the genetic code that describes your unique passions and abilities, your big dream has been woven into your being from birth. You are the only person with a dream quite like yours, and you have it for a reason. To draw you toward the kind of life you were born to love. We were born with a dream to attract to us the type of life we were born to love. I don't know about you, but that excites me just thinking about it. It leads me to know that all of the deep desires and visions that I have within me are validated. It lets me know that there is something bigger than me at work. What is your dream? What is it that God had placed in your heart that you have forgotten, pushed back, ignored, or are just plain scared to pursue? I came across a story on the internet about a woman named Rose. Rose was an 87-year-old college student, 87 years old. When asked why she was in school at that age, she stated, I have always dreamed of having a college education. She was asked to speak at a college football banquet as she was loved throughout the campus. Her speech has inspired me enough to share her wisdom with you. She says, we do not stop playing because we are old. We grow old because we stop playing. There are only four secrets to staying young: being happy and achieving success. You have to laugh and find humor every day. You've got to have a dream. When you lose your dreams, you die. We have so many people walking around who are dead and don't even know it. There is a huge difference between growing older and growing up. If you are 19 years old and lie in bed for one full year and you do not do one productive thing, guess what? You will turn 20 years old. If I'm 87 or 88 years old and stay in bed for a year and never do anything, I will turn 88 or 89. Anybody can grow older. That does not take any talent or ability. The idea is to grow up by always finding the opportunity in change. Have no regrets. The elderly usually do not have regrets for what we did, this is what Rose said, but rather for things we did not do. The only people who fear death are those with regrets. So in essence, do not be afraid to dream. More importantly, do not be afraid to dream big. Shoot for the stars. If you miss, at least you will land on the moon. Let us embrace the wisdom of Rose and those of Harriet Tubman when she said, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. And that concludes our show for this evening. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. A big thank you to my friends and my family who are always loving and supporting me, and all of my colleagues in all of my social networks, networking sites. I want to thank you as well. Once again, a big thank you to Christina May for taking the time to share a big part of your journey and your wisdom with us, Chris. We are eternally grateful for you because we know that knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101. And follow us on Twitter at LYSC101. We will be back on Monday, October the 12th at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So your mission, ladies and gentlemen, is, if you choose to accept it, take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation, seek God, and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. And in the words of the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you don't need to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.